Happy Bus!
Let's go, Sheriff Labrador!
The Big Bat Monster, Part 1.
Mmm, it smells so good! Pizza and egg tarts! This is gonna hit the spot!
Black Bear! You've been eating all day long!
Hey, stop eating!
Yeah, come and help us set up the tent!
Oh, I am coming soon! I'll be there as soon as I finish this egg tart!
It was dark. Black Bear was... Oh, no! Black Bear's friends were busy setting up a tent in Forestville Park. While they were busy working, Black Bear was gorging himself on snacks. Just then...
Hey, you, over there! The one with the grease all over your mouth! Put your hands in the air!
I won't be able to eat my pizza if I put my hands in the air.
What? Why are you still eating?
Oh, let me finish this slice.
This is a stick-up! Stick-em up! Do you hear me?
Huh? Stick-up?
Black Bear looked back with his eyes wide opened.
Oh my!
A gigantic black figure swooped down from a tree, its red eyes shining and its whole body pitch black. Its fluttering wings made strange clanging noises. It looked like...
Ah! A bat monster!
Hand over all your food, or I'll tie you up and make a grilled chubby bear!
Jeez, don't! I may be meaty, but I'm sure I don't taste delicious!
Black Bear shook in his shoes and let out a flood of tears. The Bat Monster couldn't help rolling his eyes at Black Bear.
Stop crying! Stop it! I won't eat you as long as you hand over all your food!
Huh? Oh, all right, all right. These are my last two egg tarts. Here you go.
Reluctantly, Black Bear took out two egg tarts and hid the rest of his pizza behind him.
What? This is all you've got? That's not gonna fill me up. Wait, did you just hide something behind you?
Huh? You saw that? Oh, this is my leftover pizza from yesterday. I just had a bite. How about I give you half?
Half? Huh. I might as well just make a grilled chubby bear out of you, or perhaps stewed bear paws.
Oh, no. I'll give you everything. Here you go.
Black Bear handed over the pizza reluctantly. Crying, the Bat Monster reached out a claw, snatched the food, and flew off with a whoosh. Quickly out of sight, Black Bear looked at his empty paws and then, processing what had happened, burst into tears.
Help! There's a monster! Took my egg tarts and pizza! I wasn't done eating yet!
Did you hear that, Dobie?
Sheriff Labrador, patrolling nearby, perked up his ears.
Hey now! It sounds like someone is crying!
Come on, let's go over there and check it out!
Over the past few days, Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman were busy hunting for an escaped burglary criminal named Bebop, a weasel. But the trail went cold after Bebop fled to the surrounding forest.
Hey now! We haven't even arrested that hateful weasel, and we already have another incident!
Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman quickly found a group of campers, including a familiar-looking animal lying on the ground, weeping sadly with a runny nose. It was Black Bear. Sheriff Labrador hurried forward.
What happened, Black Bear? Did you hurt yourself?
I'm not hurt. The Bat Monster. It took my snacks.
Snacks? Bat Monster?
Yeah, that bat monster was the size of a car! It swooped down from a tree with clanging sounds. That made me shake in my shoes, and it robbed me of my pizza and egg tarts. Oh, my precious large pizza! I only had a bite of it!
Hey now, the size of a car? There aren't any bats that big!
That monster took all my food. I guess it must have a big appetite. That's why it could grow so big.
Black Bear was heartbroken at the thought of the egg tarts and pizza that had been taken from him.
Oh, well, maybe?
Listen, everyone, it's not safe here. Please go home for now. We'll stay here and search for that monster.
Okay.
Sheriff Labrador watched the campers and Black Bear leave and rubbed his chin.
A bat the size of a car? And it makes clanging sounds? Something seems amiss.
I think we need to split up, Dobie. There's a bat family in Forestville Park. Try to find them and see if you can find anything helpful.
Hey now, roger that! Wait. What are you gonna do, Lab?
Well, there's something else I need to look into.
Sheriff Labrador stared at the tree from which that monster swooped down.